Welcome to A World of Good Podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, here in Accra, Ghana, for the All Africa Assembly, sitting across from my good friend, Reverend Charles Nsengiyumva, who is the national leader for the Church of God in Rwanda. I am so grateful to get to interview you. I have never been to your home, although I do hope to come visit.
You're welcome. I know. Waiting for you.
We're talking about that. But you've been to my home, which I love that we've been able to share that together. Yes. Reverend Charles, as we've been meeting with pastors, the question that I've been asking is, what good is God doing in your world today?
What God is going to do?
What good is God doing in your world today?
Oh, God is doing many things, especially in my church, home church, my family, in my community, and even where I'm from, the region where I'm from. In my church, God is bringing people who don't have where to worship from.
Yeah.
As you know, in Rwanda, they closed many churches. Out of 14,000 churches, last year they closed 9,880 buildings from different denominations.
So 40,000, they closed
14,000,
they closed 9,880. Wow.
So all those people, that is, it means people don't have where to go and worship their God from. So for us, our churches, they closed the only four from our churches.
Okay.
So we're sitting having buildings, and so people are coming to us.
Wow.
At this time, we're having 1,824. And so we're still receiving people. So that is a good job from...
Absolutely. That's a wonderful way to think about a very difficult situation. I mean, the government's closing churches, but your church has been able to offer a place of refuge, of sanctuary for many of those people.
Well, maybe we'll be having a problem or for having buildings to receive them. Coming many.
Yeah.
Because they were, that's me, spoken to them.
How can we be praying for you and for the Church of God in Rwanda?
Our request, prayer request, is to have like a headquarters. And then buildings, because you are trusted, buildings are to be where other buildings are closed. Because they closed, they trust us, we can have buildings where these people are from. Then we'll be now having people's building where they can worship God from.
Well, we'll be praying for you in the midst of really difficult government challenges, that you'll be able to find a way forward, and that headquarters, I mean, that would be a wonderful thing to be able to have for the church. We'll be praying for that for the Church of God in Rwanda.
Something else I had at this time, because they closed many churches, and they say to open a church or a church branch, we have to have like a nursery school at least, or a health post that can help the population around the church.
A health post.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So well, that will help us.
Yeah, we'll be praying for a headquarters and a health post. That's really, it's two H's, headquarters and health post.
Yes.
We will be praying for those, for the church, and that the church can keep serving their community.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Charles.
It's urgent for us to have headquarters.
Yes.
It's urgent. We are fighting for it.
Yeah.
And may God, I think God willing, will have it in a few days to come.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Pastor Charles, for sharing with us. And
God bless you. We thank you for your support to us. And we thank God for you.
Thank you.
Be a missionary. May God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/aworldofgood. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.